The barbecue that we were at was a lot of fun. Tequila makes me horny too. And slutty. And drinking it always reminds me of Maria, the first girl that I fucked. I've been reminiscing on that experience as of late, though I'm not really sure why. I mean, sex with men is fun and often memorable. And I'm real submissive in bed with a man, but when I see a woman I like, I don't know what comes over me. I just have to have her, you know? Women are such, I don't know, beautiful and interesting creatures that inspire so much lust and the satisfaction from making her come so hard that she shakes and screams and cries. Fuck, that's so good. That's so good. Which is why I walked up to you and I introduced myself. I'd never met you before, but when I saw you at the party, I got that feeling. That feeling of want. You were beautiful, flirty. You had a sexy voice and an even sexier laugh. You complimented me on my sundress, and I complimented you on yours. And then we gabbed about where each one was from. We joked about going to the bathroom and swapping, but not saying anything and seeing if anyone noticed that we were wearing each other's dresses. It probably wouldn't have been that funny, but I don't know, we thought it was. We chatted all night, and it felt like we were old friends. It felt like we had a lot in common. And we capped the night off with a shot of tequila. Now, as a disclaimer, I should mention that we both drove to the party. It was pretty low-key, so we each only had, like, a drink or two in that shot. And I was having a lot of fun, but as I noticed I was getting late, I said my goodbyes, and I cut out. I gave you a hug and told you how nice it was to meet you. And then I walked to where my car was parked about a block away, and I pulled out my phone to pick something to listen to. Lately, all I've been listening to is Sleep Token's new album and GWA. So it took me a lot longer than it should have to settle on what to listen to. I'm still feeling horny. I pressed play on a Ramble Fab that I'd saved. The prettiest breaths and moans surrounded me, and I sat back, closed my eyes, and listened. The sound of a car door opening and closing caused my eyes to fly open. It was you getting into your car on the other side of the street. I don't think you noticed me, but I watched. I watched as you looked around for any passerbys and then reclined your seat. Though my Jeep sits up pretty high, I couldn't see your bottom half, but I imagined that you hiked up your dress and began touching your clit beneath your panties. I saw the way that you closed those pretty eyes of yours, tilted your head back, and opened your mouth. I saw you breathing through the pleasure. Your lips were beautiful as they took that shot, and even more beautiful when they parted. I sat and watched, and I thought about what you tasted like. My tongue connecting with yours in a slow, sensual kiss, and then moving down to your wet, needy pussy. I wondered what you were fantasizing about. I wondered if I should even be watching. And then I imagined that the possibility of someone seeing you turned you on. So I hiked up my dress and I began touching myself too. imagine that my moans were in sync with yours. I want to come when you do. A car almost drove by, but it turned. I let out a deep breath, and I imagined that you did too. I imagined that it thrilled you as you approached your climax. How badly I want to close my eyes, but I have to keep watching you. I imagine I was in your passenger seat. We'd switched dresses. That way we could come in what each other was wearing. Maybe we'd be so bold to touch each other too, but we both just know what we like so much, it would be so fun to moan alongside you. Oh, this feels so good. You're breathing heavy, and I can see the way your arm is moving as it circles your clit and fucks your pretty little pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, you're coming. Oh, fuck. I'm coming too. Another car. Fuck. It was hard to keep my eyes open, but I watched as you came. And you began going again. Greedy girl. Another car drove past. I saw you giggle and stop touching yourself. And after calling you a greedy girl, I wanted to call you a good girl for practicing self-restraint. Even though I really did want another risky orgasm out of you. You pulled away, and I sat there in the dark. I resumed my audio, and I drove off as well. Enjoying the thought of you coming when you got home and uploading your beautiful voice to GW.